Hello, everyone. Today we will be continuing with our series on the Rambam's Sefer HaMitzvos with the seventh mitzvah, the mitzvah to swear using the name of Hashem. The Rambam says that although the Chachamim, the sages in the Gemara, strongly encouraged people to avoid situations where they would swear, because obviously swearing falsely is something that is quite terrible, and even making unnecessary oaths is also something that is quite discouraged and frowned upon. Nevertheless, there are situations in halacha where a person must take an oath, must make a shavua. In those cases, the Rambam says, there is a mitzvah that one take an oath, and moreover, there is a mitzvah that when one takes the oath, one invokes the name of Hashem, as opposed to other people or other aspects of creation. So, for example, the Rambam says that one cannot take an oath in the name of Moshe Rabbeinu, or in the name of heaven or earth or any aspect of creation. Rather, we must always use the name of Hashem when we take an oath. So there are two things about this mitzvah that I would like to speak about. The first is why. Why must we only use the name of Hashem? Obviously, we believe that there is a God, and we're not going to swear in the name of false deities, chas v'shalom. Rather, the Rambam says that even though we believe that Hashem is the ruler, we could technically take an oath using something else. So, for example, using Shamayim, taking an oath in the name of heaven, or in the name of earth, or in the name of Moshe Rabbeinu. By using those names, we're not denying that God exists. We're just using something else to take an oath on. And yet, nevertheless, the Rambam says that we cannot, the only thing we can use for an oath is the name of Hashem. So why is that? So the Rambam explains that when we take an oath, we are essentially comparing whatever we're taking an oath for with whatever name we are invoking. So for example, if someone takes an oath that they're going to do something, and they take the oath in the name of Hashem, what they're saying is that they are declaring the truth and veracity of what they are committing to doing, just like they believe in the truth and eternity of God. In other words, when you take an oath in the name of something, you are demonstrating your belief in the permanence of that entity and the truth of that entity. Therefore, the Rambam says, the only truth that is perfect, that is complete, that is echad, that is one, that is solely self-sufficient, is God. And anything else, their truth is limited. Their existence is limited. Their existence is contingent on other things. And therefore, when we try to compare the veracity and our commitment to something, the most perfect thing that we can and must compare it to is God. And therefore, that also illustrates the severity of breaking a vow. Because by breaking a vow, we're essentially saying that we're equating our lack of commitment to the lack of God's existence, or the conditionality of God's existence, chas v'shalom. So that's one thing that I would like to speak about. The other is, once again, the placement of this mitzvah. There are many other mitzvahs that are very fundamental to Judaism, such as saying Shema, putting on tefillin, learning Torah, following in the footsteps of Hashem, having proper midos. And those are all after this mitzvah. So why is the mitzvah of taking an oath in the name of Hashem listed in some of the most fundamental mitzvos in the Torah? And the answer is based on what we've been saying, that when one takes an oath, one is essentially lending and voicing credibility to what they're comparing it to. Therefore, when we take an oath in the name of Hashem, we are declaring our belief in the unity and existence of Hashem in a very profound way. To that end, the Rambam says that even though we try to avoid taking an oath, nevertheless, when one must take a shvua, it is considered an avoda. It is considered a divine service. The language that the Rambam uses is that midarkei ha'avodahi, taking an oath in the name of God, is one of the ways that we worship Him. V'hidur v'kiddush gadol, and it is a glorification and great sanctification to swear in His name. And so therefore, that is why the mitzvah of swearing in the name of Hashem is mentioned amongst some of the most fundamental mitzvahs in the Torah. Because even though we might not do it all that often, and we're doing it for perhaps very prosaic reasons, such as a monetary dispute, nevertheless, by linking what we're doing in our everyday lives and linking that to the unity and our belief in the perfect existence of God, that is one of the most holy endeavors that we can do. And so as I started off with, the Gemara strongly discourages us from taking oaths. And nowadays, we don't take oaths anymore. We try very, very hard to never have to put ourselves into a situation where we take an oath. But we still can appreciate what that mitzvah means. It is an avoda gedola. It is a great divine service to sanctify the name of God, even amongst the most mundane or prosaic activities that we do every single day in our lives. And so even though we don't invoke the name of God explicitly, it is certainly something that we should keep in our minds, that whatever we do, we are doing it based on our conviction of the unity and perfect existence of Hashem, and that is a way that we can sanctify His name. Have a wonderful, wonderful week.